Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Simone de Beauvoir. Now, the name of Simone de Beauvoir is very famous in the field of feminist literary criticism, but let's find out a little bit about Simone de Beauvoir. Her dates are between 1908 to 1986, okay, from 1908 to 1986. She is a French writer and of course a feminist, and she is primarily famous for her treatise called The Second Sex. Okay, The Second Sex. And basically this is a scholarly and passionate appeal for the abolition of what she called the myth of the eternal feminine. And this work, The Second Sex, has become a classic of feminist literature. And with respect to other works of fiction which have been written by her, one of the best known is The Mandarins, okay, The Mandarins, which came out in 1954. And Simone de Beauvoir in her childhood and teenage days was schooled in private institutions in France. In 1929, she met Jean-Paul Sartre and formed a lifelong association with him. And before turning to writing for her livelihood, she also taught at a number of schools. And if you recall, Jean-Paul Sartre is famous for existentialism. He too is a French novelist, playwright and philosopher, and a major exponent of existentialism. And some of his major works are Being and Nothing, which came out in 1943, then Existentialism and Humanism, which came out in 1946. Now, returning to Simone de Beauvoir, as I said, she is a major exponent of feminism. And in addition to treating feminist issues, Beauvoir was concerned with the issue of aging, which she addresses in her work called A Very Easy Death. Okay, A Very Easy Death. Now, this particular work is about her mother's death in a hospital. And then another work called Old Age. Okay, Old Age. And this is a bitter reflection on society's indifference to the elderly. And in 1981, she wrote A Duvox, A Farewell to Sartre. And this is basically a painful account of Sartre's last years. And as I said, that both of these individuals, Sartre and Simone de Beauvoir, were almost friends. Now, a little bit more about her most important work, The Second Sex. First thing, it was published in 1949. Okay? And second point is, The Second Sex is regarded as a starting point of second wave feminism. Okay, second wave feminism. This was the starting point. And this work was published in two volumes. Okay, volume one was called Facts and Myths. Okay, Facts and Myths. And the second one was called Lived Experience. Okay, Lived Experience. And this work, The Second Sex, is the one where that famous quotation comes, that one is not born, but rather becomes woman. Okay, this is the famous quotation by Simone de Beauvoir. And little bit more about The Second Sex. The primary argument is that men fundamentally oppress women by characterizing them on every level as the other, okay, within quotes, the other. And as the other, they are defined exclusively in opposition to men. So, man occupies the role of the self or the subject, woman is the object or the other. So, he is essential, absolute and transcendent, whereas she is inessential, incomplete and mutilated. And man or he extends out into the world to impose his will on it, whereas woman is deemed to immanence. Immanence or inwardness. And in philosophy, the term immanence has a meaning. You know, it is used in contradistinction to the word transcendence. And immanence basically means the condition of being entirely within something. Now, after that, you know, as I said, that whereas woman is doomed to immanence or inwardness, and then man creates, acts, invents, whereas she or woman waits for him to save her. And this primary argument is the basis of all Simone de Beauvoir's later arguments. So, to understand The Second Sex, you must understand the basic argument of Beauvoir. And in the first part of this work, which I said is titled Facts and Myths, Beauvoir asks how female humans come to occupy a subordinate position in society. And to answer this question and to better understand her own identity, Simone de Beauvoir first turns to biology, then psychoanalysis, and then historical materialism. And these disciplines reveal the indisputable essential differences between men and women, but provide no justification for women's inferiority. They all take women's inferior destiny for granted. So, just because men and women are biologically different, somehow they justify the inferior position. Because see, if you are different, it doesn't mean that you are inferior. Now after that, in part 2 or volume 2, which is titled Lived Experience, in this the broad argument is that Beauvoir turns to the concrete realities of women. She traces female development through its formative stages, for example childhood, youth, and then sexual initiation. And her goal is to prove that women are not born feminine, but shaped by a thousand external processes. For example, a girl is brought up in a way and conditioned to accept passivity, dependence, inwardness. So because of this, the famous quotation of Beauvoir that one is not born but becomes a woman.